on the Auburn Sports Network. Alpha Insurance presents This Week in Auburn Athletics. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Here's Jacob Hillman.
Auburn football returns to action following its bye week for its second of three straight road games. Head coach Hugh Freeze recaps the off week.
Excited to get back into a game week. We had a much needed off week last week, which was good for our physical bodies and our mental side. Obviously disappointing to be sitting where we are record wise and determined that we must play more consistent football in all three phases, and we've got to coach that better. And we spent a lot of time last week looking at what we think needs to be done in order for us to do that, because we've got obviously a very difficult schedule ahead.
The Tigers ranked third in the SEC in rushing yards per attempt, but 14th in rushing attempts. Senior running back Jarquez Hunter is second in the conference with 6.77 yards per carry. Coach Freeze talks about getting the ball to his running backs more.
Yeah, I think we need to get it to him more. I don't know what is the average per rush. So I think we've got to, you know, that's the one that I care about. And, you know, but there's no question 27 needs to touch it more. That's the frustrating thing of some of our short yardage deals that have been called and not executed at a high enough level where he actually touches it. And that's we've got to get that corrected.
Auburn has been effective in moving the ball throughout the season, but teams are beginning to adjust. Coach Freeze talks about game planning after putting something on film.
We're running the ball effectively, so we're doing some good things there. Pass pro's been dicey, not at every position, but it doesn't matter. We're a team, and so we've got to continue to improve that. You know, we're looking at, you know, D-Wade's playing some of both tackles when Tutal gets hurt, and that has to shuffle us around, and Joyner's jumping in at guard along with Tate some, and the game moved a little bit fast for a couple guys at Georgia with all their shifting and stuff, and it showed. And so we're looking at, because you can expect once people put on tape that something worked, because you know, Georgia did a good job of studying our Oklahoma game, which, you know, I thought we did really good stuff in that game. And they were shifting right before the snap, and man, it gave us some problems with just our mental execution of what I should do on this pass pro or what I should do on this run play for a couple guys. And we practiced that, but it didn't show very well on film. And we've got to get that corrected for sure, because – and then another, you know, no one's asked me, but Corey Batoon's the defensive coordinator at Missouri, and he, you know, he's one of my guys and was with me, shoot, how many years? So, I mean, he's been with me 8 to 9 years on my staff, and we've talked a lot of ball. And so he's a heck of a guy and heck of a defensive coordinator and doing a great job there for Eli. And so that presents its own challenges.
Defensively, the Tigers have seen a spark from the leadership on the defensive staff. Coach Freeze talks about the energy and intensity that his defensive assistants bring to the table.
I couldn't be more pleased, truthfully, with the passion, the energy, the level of detail that I see from our defensive staff. I know that they're frustrated with, you know, not performing well in certain critical downs and all of that, just like we all are. But as far as the buy-in from DJ's leadership to Charles Kelly to Vontrell and Josh and Crime and all the assistants on that side, I just couldn't be more pleased with what I see happening and what I think can be the future under their leadership. So really pleased with them.
Auburn will visit Missouri for the second time ever and play them for just the fourth time since the Tigers joined the conference in 2012. Coach Freeze previews Mizzou.
It starts at Missouri this week, and they've won 7 straight home games. And I think Eli does, I know everybody has their rankings of coaches, and it's based on, and to me, it's, I mean, the better talent you have, the better coach you are for sure. And To me, some of the better coaching jobs are done with those lesser rosters in recruiting. And I think you look at people like Eli and Stoops and heck, Clark Lee now too, that I think are doing incredible jobs at their respective programs with the kids that they've had, and they've had some time to develop their culture and get their players in. But Eli's, I think he does one of the better jobs in the country in all aspects in managing the new world that we're facing. And he's obviously one of my closest friends in the business. And it used to be Gus when he was in the conference, and now it's kind of, Eli and Kirby are who I probably talk to the most. Eli, for sure. I have great respect for him and who he is and how he does things. And it's going to be a tall task for us there to go and compete with a really, really good Missouri team. They're the best skill players we've faced yet. And their quarterback's playing at a really high level also.
Auburn visits Missouri on Saturday at 11 a.m. Central with Auburn Sports Network coverage beginning at 8 a.m. with the Tiger Tailgate Show presented by Konecka Sausage. Number 11 Auburn Soccer had a 1-0-1 weekend after a 1-1 draw with Alabama and a back-and-forth victory at Tennessee. In the 3-2 win over the Volunteers, senior midfielder Sidney Thibodeau scored the game winner in the 80th minute on senior midfielder Anna Haddock's 42nd career assist, tying the program record. This season has seen Haddock and senior goalkeeper Maddie Prohaska set historical marks for Auburn soccer. Head coach Karen Hoppe talks about those marks set by Haddock and Prohaska.
Well, you know, I always talk to the team about it. You know, a career record is about consistency through the course of your entire career at Auburn. And that's what both Anna and Maddie have done. They've been consistent starters. They've been consistent performers and high-level performers. And they're both having their best year right now. I've talked about Anna a lot. I think she's playing her best soccer. And a lot of it is due to the quality of goal scorers we have on the team finally around her, where Anna can just focus on being the best midfielder that she, you know, can be, and doesn't have to carry the weight of if she doesn't score, we don't win. We've had that, you know, in Anna's career. But just setting that or tying that career record for Anna is really about consistency through the course of her time here at Auburn.
The Tigers are set for another road trip on Friday as they visit Kentucky. Coach Hoppe previews the Wildcats.
They're really good at home. They've not lost at home this year. They only have two losses on the year, both conference games. They're a really high-quality team. They've got a center forward that is as good as any we've played. I think she's super dangerous. They've got, you know, good possession style. They'll bomb their outside backs forward. They're really dangerous when they can, you know, change the point or get an up back through into that forward. So it's going to be a really tough test. And they're a team that'll work. They'll work the entire 90 minutes, you know, much like the game we just saw against Tennessee. I do think Tennessee will be great preparation for that game. And we're going to have to be even better. I thought we were a little loose defensively in the Tennessee game, given we only gave up 5 shots and 2 of them were goals. We've got to be better there. So that's going to be a big focus for us to try and improve on going into this Kentucky game.
Auburn visits Kentucky on Friday at 6:30 Central. Number 25 Auburn Volleyball got its first road win in SEC play on Sunday, taking down Mississippi State in 4 sets. Setter Kaylee Edson took home SEC Freshman of the Week for her 22 assists, 8 dig, and 3 ace performance against the Bulldogs. Now the Tigers get set for their second of 3 straight road matches with a trip to Tuscaloosa tonight. Head coach Brent Crouch previews the Crimson Tide.
I think they surprised all of us a little bit, you know, with how well they played. They did really, in the last few times we've played them, they just haven't looked as strong as they did. And even this last spring we played them, they just weren't at the level they were playing, you know, a week and a half ago when they were here. And, you know, they beat Georgia at home a week ago. It's, you know, you're playing at Alabama, the Iron Bowl of volleyball. It's a small gym and everybody's on top of you. It's going to be hard to win. It just is. It's just these things. You never know what happens in the Iron Bowls, right? You know, there's some things that we're going to do that I think will be a little bit better. They had an outside hitter who really went off on us, just hitting high hands and going out of bounds over and over and over again. That's really the only match he's done that this year. It happened to be against us, you know, and we dropped that set. So hopefully that was an aberration And, you know, Emma Moore will probably be back in the lineup. She was able to go in a little bit against Mississippi State, and she brings a presence at the net blocking. And I think we'll do a better job against that outside hitter this time.
Auburn visits Alabama tonight at 6 Central and follows that up by closing the three-match road stretch at Tennessee on Sunday at 1 Central. Back with more of This Week in Auburn Athletics after this message from Alpha Insurance.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance, and providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today, and let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
Auburn men's basketball is ranked 11th in the preseason AP poll that dropped on Monday and was also selected to finish second in the SEC. The Tigers will see new bodies playing point guard in 2024 and 2025. Head coach Bruce Pearl talks about his new number ones.
I think it definitely helps as far as the depth is concerned. You know, we're going to play two point guards. We've always played two point guards. And if you don't have that third guy in the rotation and one of those guys gets hurt, what do you do? And so, yeah, it definitely helps as far as our depth is concerned. And I think as far as the competition, those guys are all so competitive that I don't necessarily think that it's helping them all show up every day to practice, because those three guys already show up. Those three guys are going to show up every day.
Tip-off at Toomer's is tomorrow and officially begins at 6:30 Central. The all-day event will feature the men's and women's program, as well as local live music, shopping, vendors, and a headlining concert by Cole Swindell. The Tigers are also getting set for their charity exhibition game against FAU at Neville Arena on November 1st at 7 Central. Tickets benefiting the Auburn University Melton Scholars Program are on sale now at aubtix.com. Women's basketball is also continuing its preparations for the upcoming season, 2.5 weeks away. Head coach Johnny Harris talks about the excitement for the season.
You know, everywhere I go, people are talking about, you know, Auburn women's basketball, excited for the season. Excited. I think part of that is because we do try to get our girls out and be at different events and get out in the community just to appreciate those fans and let them know, yeah, we appreciate you coming. So, and then, you know, after a game, you know, we stay on the court. We, you know, go hug fans and, you know, shake hands, talk to them, and let them know we appreciate them coming. So I think that's a big part of it. But I've, you know, it has changed. And I think it, you know, you win, they'll come. So I think we won a few big ball games. We put a good product out on the floor, and we have really good young ladies that love Auburn. They're a good representative of Auburn. So I think that has translated with the fans as well. I think our fans appreciate that. And I've gotten, you know, everywhere I go, walking in the stands, in the stadium, even out, you know, by the tailgate spots, you know, I get a lot of people that that's talking and that's excited about Auburn women's basketball.
The Tiger season will tip off against Southern Illinois at Neville Arena on November 4th at 6 Central. Season tickets for Auburn women's basketball are on sale now at aubtix.com. Auburn softball began its first fall practice under co-head coaches Kate and Chris Malvo with a weekend of exhibitions at J&B Moore Field. Coach Kate Malvo recaps their first weekend as a staff.
I think the most fun thing was seeing the passion out of all of the coaches. Like Riker, I saw so many fist bumps and all the things. Like he's just super passionate about what the pitching staff's doing. And he did an incredible job of calling a game and making sure he was in the trenches with the pitchers. Same thing with Chris in the dugout. We're using the fall this time as well to figure out what the best situation is going to be for our staff. Yeah. So DJ coached a really good first base and I was on third base, but that was to allow Chris to be able to talk to the hitters in the dugout, which is kind of his area of expertise. So it was fun to be able to see everybody. Again, we're big about getting in the trenches with people and helping them understand what we're trying to do. And so it was fun to see everybody in their roles just really go for it.
The action will continue on the plains this weekend with another pair of exhibitions. Coach Malvo talks about the importance of this month for her team.
the fall kind of rolls around. You have certain objectives that you know you want to get to, but every team is different. And so you may say, I want to do X, Y, and Z, but that might not be what this team needs. And so going through and playing outside competition definitely reveals a lot of things that we're ultimately going to use to tailor what we need to for the spring. But again, like we talked about, depth in a roster is incredibly important. Without being able to go through a fall schedule like we're going through and playing teams like Florida State at the end of this thing, we're prepping to get ready for, you know, a big road game to see what that's like and get it ready for this team for the spring. But that being able to see what options we have is invaluable. And then it obviously shows us where we need to go and where we need to guide this team prior to us setting foot on the field in February.
The Tigers will host Northwest Florida State College on Saturday at 1 Central and Georgia Southern on Sunday at 2 at James B. Moore Field. Admission for both games is free. Auburn baseball also began its fall practice this month and played its exhibition weekend against Florida State on Saturday in Pensacola, picking up a pair of seven-inning wins. Head coach Butch Thompson recaps the weekend at the beach.
You know, building for that 2025 team, and I can't think of a bigger evaluation for us than to travel 3.5 hours, to feel like you're in a road environment, to be in a sellout crowd. I think the largest crowd the Pensacola Wahoos have ever had walk through the turnstiles there was just an amazing, and you know how good the weather's been. It was since these hurricanes that went through, there wasn't a cloud in the sky, and it was beautiful. We had flyovers, 6,000 fans, Florida State, Auburn fans. There was just a lot of winners the other day. The city of Pensacola, the Wahoos I mentioned, the fans were treated to a full long day of 14 innings of baseball.
The Tigers were able to play in front of a large crowd at Blue Wahoo Stadium and see action from every player on the roster. Coach Thompson talks about the importance of playing that exhibition on Saturday.
And I think both teams won, too. I think we absolutely, you look at scoreboard and it's favorable for the Tigers, but I think all these players got to be in a frame in October that, you know, you really don't get to. You get to SEC play. So we got, you know, 4 or 5 months head start on what it feels like to be in a real frame created by a great experience. And I think the coaching staffs on both teams got a good look at their players inside the frame, you know, who's 10% better, or who's got some things they still got to work on. So I think the evaluation process was great for the two teams because I think both coaching staffs wound up every position player that they brought got to get in a game over the course of 14 innings. And then I think Florida State threw 14 pitchers and we threw 13. And so you start getting that many guys in a frame like was created for us this past Saturday. There were a lot of winners.
Auburn baseball will return to Plainsman Park in February for the 2025 season. Also in action this week, number 1 Auburn Equestrian will host defending national champion and number 4 SMU on Saturday at 11 a.m. Central at the Auburn University Equestrian Center. The meet is free to attend. Auburn Cross Country will head north for pre-nationals in Madison, Wisconsin on Saturday at 10 a.m. Central. To view full schedules and more information, visit auburntigers.com or download the Auburn Tigers app. For This Week in Auburn Athletics, presented by Alpha Insurance, I'm Jacob Hillman. War Eagle!